Well, if it's like bananas, green means hold on, and red means where the fuck did you get that banana?
Nobody makes a scene like me!
It's me, Mario!
Please be advised that a noticeable taste of blood is not part of any test protocol, but is an unintended side effect.
Here.
It's time to kick ass and chew bubble gum, and I'm all out of gum.
Finish me.
Game over, man. Game over.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Power Up Podcast. My name is Matt. I'm here with Tyler, Leaper, and Stefan. What's up?
Yo.
What it do?
Did you miss me?
So, I want to mention one thing real quick. Can we please put down the phrase, the cake is a lie?
No.
Nah.
I don't ever use
it. I see it everywhere. I hear it everywhere. It's become like, if like you're on a forum or something, and you're talking about a game or something, and someone will be like, well, the cake is a lie. It doesn't have anything to do with what I'm talking about.
You should tell them all the price of rice in China.
You know what response I really hate?
What?
Really? Really? The Miz always says it. Oh, my God.
Really?
Knows that.
Really?
It's like, yes, that's what I just said. Like, well, you have to question if everything is real.
When in Rome.
Just shut up.
That doesn't work here.
Yeah, that doesn't
also apply. I was moving some stuff over to my external hard drive, as I do every now and then. And
as I do, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, I move all the episodes over to the external hard drive. This is the 80th podcast I've done.
Damn.
Because I had 50 episodes of Three Way of Awesome, and I moved 29 episodes of Power Up Podcast over.
Oh.
I guess it's the 80th I've done in, like, the Three Way of Awesome Power Up Podcast thing. It's like the 98th thing I've done, if you count everything.
Gotcha.
But anyway, that's pretty cool.
Gotcha.
Also, right now, Stefan is playing Pokemon White.
Yeah. Gotta be white.
And he's given us his first impressions.
What the hell's wrong with it? Oh, yeah, I just started playing the game like 10 minutes ago. Just trying to get through all the beginning
the
information. I'm right now choosing my Pokemon. Should I go with the grass type? Smugleaf? No, I'm just kidding. That was his nickname. Snivy, apparently.
Snivy?
We got the fire type Pokemon. Tipig. it's a pig.
It's a fire pig.
And the water type Pokemon, Oshawott.
I say go with the grass type.
I say go with the grass.
There's the Oshawott. Looks like a cute little bear. I heard his evolutions look stupid, though.
It's like a blue bear. I saw the green
ones. It's actually kind of cool, but I thought
the green one's evolutions look badass.
What's the grass one look like?
Here's the fire. I'll show them in order.
It looks like a fire pig.
It's like a fire pig.
Yeah.
And it turns into, like, this big fucking, like, fire hog. It looks ugly as hell, but it's cool. And the green. He's obviously the best out of the three. I mean, let's be honest, folks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I choose.
Everyone's going to choose him, though. That's
I choose the grass or the pig.
It's grass, but it looks like a duck from what I'm seeing.
It does kind of look like a duck.
It's a nose. That's his, like, nose kind of poking.
Yeah, I say go with the grass type.
Yeah, go.
Grass or fire pig.
You're going to go with grass, though, aren't you, Leaper?
Actually, I was thinking the water guy.
What are you going to go with, Tyler?
I always go with fire, so.
Oh,
might as well go grass. All right, so we don't draw out the opening segment. Oh, one more thing I got to mention.
Let's not draw it out.
Shut up. On our podcast Facebook page, I'm gonna post all the links that we talk about. So, if you just want to like read the article for yourself or watch a trailer, or you can't understand what I'm saying, you could actually go and
like
see
the Hero of Hyrule link.
No, damn it.
Would that be one of the links?
So I'm going to have the links for starting this week. I'm going to post this week's one, and the next week I'll post next week's. And then from then on, I'll have the current week and the previous week on there.
I see.
So just got thrown right into a battle after I chose.
Ooh.
That was weird.
What the fuck?
Oh, yeah, and a little mention. I know we just said this, but there is no more, like, the names in here, you know, usually red, blue, gold, silver, etc. This one, it's not white and black. It's like Sharon and Bianca.
Beyonce.
It's lame. It's lame. White and black.
Whoa.
Just do it. White versus black. I want to see it.
You can't rename them.
No.
I think
you can rename you.
I think
but
they just figure there'd be too many.
What'd you name yourself?
Issues with the white versus black thing.
My name?
All right, you guys ready for gaming news?
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Let's do it.
Time for the heart and soul of this podcast. Here is gaming news.
And boom goes the dynamite.
All right, first up, Stefan. When does Mortal Kombat come out?
April 19th.
Gears of War 3 beta kicks off on April 18th.
What the
fuck? If is wrong you have with Bulletstorm.
Oh.
Oh, thank God.
If you do not, you'll get the beta on April 25th.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, you just okay. get 5 days. Yeah.
6 days.
6 days. Yeah.
Yep, and the beta beta closes on May 15th, so you get a little bit of time to play Gears of War.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
There's some cool unlocks for it.
Oh, yeah. I've followed like the news, and I'm looking forward to it. But, yeah, that's I don't like how they plan that.
You can get a beta tester medal so that when the real game comes out, you can be like, ooh, look at me. I got the beta tester medal.
Yeah, you can also get, like, Cole's thrash ball uniform, which is his football, like, uniform. And for the actual game, and you get something else.
You get to complete 50 matches in any game type to unlock Thrashball Cole, and then play with him for 10 matches to carry it over.
I'll play with him for 10 matches. I'll play with him for 20 matches.
You can also get stuff like the Flaming Hammer Burst, the Flaming Lancer, Flaming Sawed-Off Shotgun,
Lancer.
And Flaming Nasher Shotgun.
Flaming Nagger? What?
There's just something about the Flaming Lancer that
seems all right to me.
So last week, we talked about findmakarov.com. You guys know what it was. It was revealed.
Yeah, it was that live-action like trailer.
Yes, it was not Modern Warfare 3. It was a Modern Warfare movie.
Oh.
Not by a big studio, though.
Oh. It was just an independent project. Thing.
For shits and giggles?
Well, they're probably doing it for more than shits and giggles, I would assume.
Huh. I hope so, this would probably suck.
It's probably going to suck
it,
anyway.
It looked okay. I mean, it looked good for an independent film. They showed a trailer. Yeah. But when I was reading it, or when I saw the trailer at first, I was like, that looks like an independent studio's doing this. And I read the article, and I'm like, oh, it is an independent studio.
See, what I don't get, so like they're going to make a movie, but it's
just going to
have a
name.
Because
like, how's
it going to be any different than any other war movie out there? Like,
it's going to follow the Modern Warfare storyline.
Okay. You know what I can't wait for? The Mortal Kombat web series.
Yes.
They're making a 10-episode web series. That
nice.
It was made by the guy that did that Rebirth video.
Ooh, nice.
But they're actually going to follow the story of the games instead of like that weird like reptile skin disease and Baraka's this insane doctor. So they're actually going to stick to the games. But yeah, his style and whatnot is really awesome. So it's coinciding with the game's release in April. And
then hopefully that'll lead to a movie.
Yep, that's what people think. Like Michael J. White said, you know, the guy that plays Gamble in The Dark Knight.
Yeah.
Enough of the clown. But yeah, he said it's supposed to lead into like a movie, so that'd be cool.
Nice. So one of the trailers we talked about last week was the Battlefield 3 trailer, which didn't really show a lot. It was just kind of people running around and then flickered and said Battlefield 3. Well, there's a Battlefield 3 gameplay footage on YouTube right now. Of course, I'll drop the link in the Facebook page, but it looks pretty good, especially graphics wise. It looks like it's a pretty big jump.
You know what kind of I find stupid is somebody was like, I think it was IGN that was like, Battlefield 2 to Battlefield 3, man, what a surprising jump. I'm like thinking they had Bad Company and then Bad Company 2. It's not like they went Battlefield 2 and then Battlefield 3. Battlefield 3. Yeah. Like, man, what a graphic improvement. Well, no shit. They had two games in between that, you know, were obviously.
That's like Donkey Kong and Donkey Kong Country Returns. It's like, none of the 64, none of the old Smash Brothers games that he was in.
Yeah.
Another trailer we talked about last week was the Dead Island trailer. And with that family, you know, did you see it, Leaper?
I don't think Tyler ever saw it.
I saw an interesting thing that was on IGN. It was the IGN Rewind.
Yeah.
They point out a ton of, like, interesting facts, just, like, things you wouldn't realize.
The Dead Island trailer?
Yeah.
Like what?
There's one thing where it's like they're trying to talk about like what kind of infection it was.
Yeah.
Like if it was AIDS. Like a reanimated body, if it was like, you know, the retarded Resident Evil
like virus.
Virus thing. And what they think is reanimated because like they talk about how when that lady gets her arm chopped off, the blood just goes everywhere, like it's been sitting there.
Yeah.
And as she's attacking, there's no more blood.
Oh.
So it's not producing blood. And then, like, another thing that they showed was interesting. When you watch the girl hit the ground, because they played it, instead of the rewind, they did it technically rewinded, so it was, like...
So it was, like, forward.
Chronologically, right? And when she hits the ground, you see her body go from, like, the zombie look to human again. So they think that when the brain is destroyed, the body returns to human.
I see. Well, the family that was in the trailer is not in the game.
No.
They are not in the game.
That's unfortunate.
That is... It was a... What it was is a hypothetical situation. Like, this is what's going on the island. Some people don't make it out. They say... You know, you don't really see it in the trailer, but it's implied the family doesn't make it out. Well, they came out and said the family doesn't make it.
Yeah, they said it on the IGN, too. And it was interesting, too, is, like, if you look in the background of the girls, you see actually other people fighting zombies.
Yeah, there's one guy on fire. Yeah. Or a zombie on fire.
Oh, fire.
And they're talking about how the lighthouse in the background that you see in the trailer, you can actually go to that lighthouse in the game and stuff, so.
I was reading a quick article that was just, like, worst places to be in a zombie apocalypse, or, like, when one breaks out. Never thought about this, but an airplane.
Oh, that would suck.
Yeah, that would suck.
You only have so many choices.
There's only so many
places.
You
can't really go anywhere, and if the pilot gets bitten, then, well, you're kind of fucked. You can't fly a plane.
I'd jump.
Better hope you can find some parachutes or something.
Exactly.
Where's your dad in all these Pokemon games? It's always just your mom, and she always steals your money.
I don't know.
She doesn't steal your money.
She gives you, like, these berries as gifts. Like, yeah, I spent some of your money. I hope you're not mad.
Oh, I hate that.
Got this berry that you don't need.
Here's a berry. Oh, screw you.
You know what I love, too, is there's always, like, little kids just randomly running around everywhere, like...
Especially the bug catchers.
Yeah.
Like, go home.
Kid, you look like you're two in
it's
your
like
forest.
You're playing at 3:30 in the morning, and there's bug catchers. Like, what is wrong with you? What are you doing out
Where's
here?
Where's your family?
All right, next up, Microsoft is bringing dead gamer tags back to life.
So, I'm bringing gamer tags back.
So if you switch gamer tags, you know, your gamer tag, your previous one wouldn't be available. It now would be soon. They're kind of sweeping by and getting a bunch of that haven't been used in a while. Or if you didn't get your first option, it may be there now.
Oh.
It's probably because they're starting to run out of freaking names, dude.
I don't know. Names? I don't know about that. Because, I mean, think how many people get, like, Elite Soldier 99909 or something like that.
Yeah, some names I see, like, a ton, and there's just, like, numbers.
All the XX Sniper XX have been taken. Sorry.
But, yeah, I have yet to see another aggressive Boogs.
That's true.
Because Boogs isn't anything.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's not even a thing. Bungie joked earlier about making an MMO, and people were like, oh, Bungie's making an MMO. Well, they're not. Bungie just came out and said,
fooled
like, you. Oh, we didn't mean to cause such a big stir, but we're not making an MMO.
That'd be silly.
You didn't mean to cause a big stir. Come on, Bungie.
Although this
you
article,
know better about fans.
Although this article says maybe they're pulling the Serbian Jew double bluff.
Damn.
And saying they're trying to cover up leaking the MMO. So, so far, Bungie says they're not going to make an MMO.
MMO of what?
I don't know. A lot of people said it was going to be WoW in space, but...
WoW in
space. I heard someone else from Bungie saying if they do, they'd try not to make WoW
like
in space.
Like on the Muppets. Pigs in space.
I saw Manny from GPX posted it, and he goes, isn't that StarCraft? So it's like, hey, you got a point there.
That would be true.
Also, from... I guess it's not from Bungie. This is from 343. Halo Wars is still a worthy franchise, says 343 Industries. So
yeah, that was a fun game.
They plan to expand on Halo Wars at some point. They say, you know, Halo Wars was the best-selling console RTS, which is a small field.
Yeah.
But it's still good. I mean, you're number one in something. I mean, we are the absolute best podcast that broadcasts out of my basement. But, I mean, we're the best. I mean, what can't take it away from us. It
makes me feel better.
Yeah, exactly. So if you like Halo Wars, which I know Stefan does, I never really played it, but they plan to follow up on it.
Sweet. Hopefully it's more in-depth.
Next, this is from the just wrong file. I'm going to post this video because, of course, you guys can't watch it now. But I can elaborate on what happens. This guy gets an extreme... I'm not playing the video, Tyler. Stop that. He always leans over when I play a video.
He's a leaner.
This guy gets an insane kill-death ratio in Call of Duty Black Ops. Can you guys venture a guess onto what it might be?
Tomahawk.
No, insane kill death ratio, not
108 to one.
Mm-mm. I thought you meant how we got it. Sorry.
1,000-0.
Jesus Christ.
100-1.
501 kills to 8 deaths.
Damn.
He did it by spawn camping.
Oh. What a douchebag.
That's about as it's about as great as Austin's Killianer.
But still, I've seen a bunch of spawn campers. I've never seen 501 kills. It's insane. It's annoying. Just watching, you're like, "Fuck you, dude," because you know you've experienced that before. Where people are like shooting at your spawn, and then he gets a chopper gunner, and then he shoots at the spawn, and he gets a chopper gunner, and then he hides in the spawn and starts stabbing people in the back as they're spawning.
What a douchebag!
It's crazy.
I remember Modern Warfare 2, like they had like those leaderboards and stuff. I remember seeing some guy who was at like over a million kill streak, something like that. I was like,
I was rated number 400 something for accuracy.
Ooh, yeah. I'm currently number 113 in the world at Atlantis on Hydro Thunder Hurricane.
I was number one on Arkham Asylum.
You were.
I think I'm two now.
I've still got thumb troubles from playing for 7 hours.
What is wrong with
me? Well, because my thumb was numb the next day, but you know when you hit your thumb in a weird way and it kind of like resonates up the thumb a little bit and your thumb feels weird? Yeah, I'm getting that all the time.
That's probably not a good thing.
I mean, it's slowing down, but like I'll put my phone in my pocket. And I'll get that or something like that. It's weird.
I had problems with that. That was from wrestling, though. From like,
it hasn't happened today, but...
From screwing my thumb up too much.
Yeah. But it's weird because, you know, I had my thumb in this weird-ass position for 7 hours. And next thing you know, it's like, ah.
That's what she said.
All right, next up. Epic's GDC Unreal Engine demo. At the Game Developers Conference this week, a bunch of people unveiled, you know, demos for stuff, and the Unreal 3 engine looks awesome.
Yeah, what game uses Unreal Engine? Mortal Kombat! It's the only our fighter that uses that, because they had to modify
it. Gears of War uses the Unreal Engine, too.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying, though. Yeah. That's the only fighter that uses that, and they had to modify it to do so, because usually
that's
it's
awesome.
For
shooters. But there's a trailer here, which I'll post on Facebook, of course. It wasn't released anywhere yet, so this is it's a guy's...
Too?
It's a guy's camera,
yeah,
but it looks great. I mean, and they say it was all rendered in real time too.
Huh.
So it didn't load or it didn't slow down or anything like that at all, and it was crazy. It's really good.
Yeah, Unreal Engine's probably my favorite engine to use.
Yeah.
It's a good engine.
I like it.
I kind of like a V8, but
that was dumb.
So
no,
what does vegetable juice have to do
if
about
you,
this?
If you saw the Unreal Engine update. There's a video on YouTube of like an update, and they just show all these graphical like effects, like environment effects, and all. They look beautiful. Apparently, Mortal Kombat got it, like the update on it, and it just makes the stages look that much better.
Nice,
pretty sweet.
So, speaking of the Game Developers Conference, they gave out some awards, and I think these awards, I would give them a little bit more weight than the video game awards because these are from game developers. Though there's a lot of awards out there that are just bullshit awards anyway, but. I'll mention some of these awards just because it's what we do. The Lifetime Achievement Award was given to Peter Molyneux.
Screw that guy.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, eh. Pioneer Award was given to Yu Suzuki. Ambassador Award was Tim Bringle and Ian McKenzie. Excuse me. Game of the Year was given to Red Dead Redemption.
Woo! That makes sense.
Best Writing was given to Mass Effect 2. Best Game Design was given to Red Dead Redemption.
Woo!
Best Technology was given to Red Dead Redemption.
Wow.
Best Visual Arts was given to Limbo.
Huh. I think I voted for that. Actually.
Best Debut Game was given to Minecraft. The Innovation Award was also given to Minecraft. Best Handheld Game was given to Cut the Rope.
The hell? You just cut ropes?
I don't know. I've never played it.
Trim some more rope.
I think if I was a real journalist, I would have played it. And so I could give you some perspective on it, but I don't know what it is. Best Audio, Red Dead Redemption.
Just gained a level.
Damn right I did.
And finally, the best downloadable game was Minecraft.
I received Pokeballs.
Oh, that's it.
Mike. So we started to get into this before the podcast started, but I wanted to save it till now, especially because it follows up on this. What do you guys think will be the 2011 Game of the Year? And I know some people are like, ooh, it's barely 2011. Look, there's no problem with speculation.
Speculation.
That's all it is speculation.
I think it's Elder Scrolls 5 or Gears of War 3.
Not Gears of War 3.
I think Gears of War 3 could take it.
I don't think so.
Why not?
I don't know. Gears of War, the past two just didn't really... I mean, did they win really any awards previously?
I know,
you know
what I've noticed from Gears of War, and one, I was going to say that I haven't played nearly as much Gears of War as I should. That game is really fucking good. Although people do complain about the multiplayer and how it's like...
I like the horde.
How it's like Velcroing your... Yeah, and that too. But what I've noticed is people that hate shooters for some reason like Gears of War. I've seen... I can think of like four reviewers that are like, man, I'm getting really sick of shooters, and then they review Gears of War, and they're like, man, I love Gears of War. So
I love Gears of War. I'm not that good at
shooters. It's a different kind of like aspect of it. It's kind of got that over the shoulder like Resident Evil does. But
what I really love about Gears of War is that the story's really fucking good. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are some parts where you have to kind of suspend your disbelief a little bit, but still, I mean, it's really good.
It makes you cry.
And I think there's no like Halo game this year. So far, there's no Call of Duty game this year.
Yes.
There is Elder Scrolls V, which is going to be pretty big.
But I think that's what'll take it.
It's going to be huge.
But besides like that, maybe, I don't know, I think it would be somewhere between Elder Scrolls V, Gears of War 3, and Battlefield 3.
No. I mean, that's your opinion. I'm just saying, that's not what I think. I think it's between... No, that's
you
impossible.
Are wrong.
No, those are good picks, but I think that, and definitely good games, I would assume, but I think it would be between Elder Scrolls...
Because Battlefield Bad Company 2 got a ton of good recognition, but it also came out in the years that a Halo and a Call of Duty did. And this year it doesn't. I think
Modern Warfare 3 doesn't come out this year?
So far. I said so far.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is Gears of War and Battlefield are games that people love and have gotten good responses, but they've always kind of come out in a cloud of other good games. I don't know about the first Gears of War, but I know Gears of War 2, there were some other good games.
That's what else. Elder Scrolls V, Arkham City.
Arkham City.
Yeah, I do think.
I don't know about Arkham City, but...
It has a legit shot. The first one blew people away, if you read reviews.
Yeah. Well, so did the Gears of War games.
That's true. Hey, I'm not discounting Gears of War's possibility.
I mean, that's what
I'm saying,
though, is like... These games before have gotten good acclaim, but never really got it, so it's like... It's going to have to do something to set it
over. The thing is, you're always going to have good games, but only one. Only one.
There can only be one.
I think Elder Scrolls V has the best shot.
I believe that to be true as well.
I don't know. I don't think it's as much of a shoe-in as we're kind of letting on.
For some reason, I just don't see Gears as that game.
I really think it could do it this year. I would say... I would probably give the edge to Elder Scrolls V, but man, it's really close for me.
The problem with Gears, I think, could be it's got such an early release date.
Portal 2 will be a nominee.
I don't think it'll win. Portal 2, I don't think it'll win either.
People think it's
a lock.
It doesn't
have an early release date.
It comes out
September?
In,
Halo's won Game of the Year with September release
dates.
I know what it is.
What
were
the Game of the
Halo,
Years for
still.
The past like 4 years? Can you look that up?
Game of the Year for the past 4 years? What?
4 or 5 years.
Are we doing IGN Game of the Year? Video Game
Well, I mean, like, what are we judging it off? Whose Game of the Year are we trying to guess?
I have no idea.
All right. Well, and that's, like, different, so I don't know.
I was just thinking what we think would be the best Game of the Year.
I'll tell you what, they're coming out with another
Well, if it's personal, I'm going to say Mortal Kombat.
I would like to...
It's like what Bioshock 2 should have been.
I would like to say...
Bioshock... I don't know that could be if they came out with that this year.
I would like to say that we would pick something that... Mm-hmm. You guys want to come into the main conversation?
Yeah.
I would like to say it would be off of some sort of video game award, but I just don't know which one yet. Because, you know, the VGAs, sure, it's kind of the biggest one, but it's also the most, like, Hollywood one, where it's like, this game was so fun. And then other ones you don't really know. Like, IGN, maybe...
It seems like a lot of times with the sponsors, not sponsors, but the people who like host those things don't really know jack shit about the video games themselves.
Oh,
it's like, hey, look, I'm
we've gone on and on about that.
So I mean, that's kind of a sellout thing if you ask me.
And you can't forget Uncharted 3. We may not be like PlayStation
Uncharted,
guys,
I forgot
but
about Uncharted.
Uncharted's usually a big hit as
it's
well.
A huge hit.
And I guess that's just why I mean, I love Gears, don't get me wrong, but I just don't see it as Game of the Year.
I forgot about Uncharted, but if Uncharted wasn't coming out this year, because I actually think that could actually be Game of the Year pretty easy. But I seriously think if Uncharted wasn't coming out, Gears could take Game of the Year this year.
We'll see what the nominees are.
Especially being the final chapter. You hope Epic's going to pull out all the stops for it. It's gotten good acclaim before, but has always had, you know, one or two really big games ahead of it. Who knows?
If anything, I definitely see Gears of War at least being a nomination.
Oh, well, definitely. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Steph doesn't seem
to you don't see it being a nomination?
For, like, Steph, Xbox or, like, overall Game of the Year?
Overall game of the year.
I don't think so.
What do you think would be ahead?
Steph's over here, like, Pokemon.
I'm just saying, hey, we'll find out when the time comes. But
really, here, like...
Elder Scrolls will be... Well, how many nominations?
Four or five.
Okay. So Elder Scrolls, Portal 2. I think Portal 2 will be in there just because it's a unique experience. Yeah. I don't think it deserves Game of the Year, but I think a lot of people think it does just because it's a unique game. So Portal 2, Elder Scrolls, Uncharted 3. Two more. I don't know what the hell is coming out.
You know, did Left 4 Dead ever win Game of the Year?
Oh, God, I don't know.
Left 4 Dead?
I'm thinking, like, Dead Island, maybe.
Left 4 Dead would not win Game of the Year.
That just kind of depends.
We don't really know much about Dead Island right now.
I'm saying it could be, depending on how well it is.
I know Dead Island's supposed to have been come out for a while.
Yeah.
What?
Battlefield 3?
Like 2 years ago.
Can you throw that in there?
Can you look up on IGN, like, the biggest games of the year? They usually have a list. I think, yeah. They usually have a release list of the biggest games of the year. I'm forgetting something.
Arkham City?
Well, I know Arkham City, but I don't know.
No, you didn't say that.
I know. I'm waiting to find out what the other games are before I say Arkham City will be one of the nominees. Personally, I think it has a good shot, but...
Has Mortal Kombat ever been up for one?
No. No, it hasn't had a really good game in a long time.
I think... I don't know.
That's since 4.
I think... I'm thinking the opposite of you here. I think where you think Gears of War is, I think Arkham City is.
Yeah. But, did you ever play?
I think you're both wrong.
Very, very little.
Tyler, did you enjoy Arkham Asylum?
Yeah.
It got high ratings, but like 9 or higher on almost every set.
But what I'm saying is there are plenty of games that have gotten huge acclaim. Like Arkham City, it's got to deal with two really big shooters, Battlefield 3, which has a very big following, Gears of War 3, which has a good following.
I remember now.
But also...
L.A. Noir.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, is 4.
Hey. L.A. Noir.
4, and then 5... So I've listed Elder Scrolls, L.A. Noir, Portal 2. The hell was the other one? I'm fucking forgetting ones that I've already said.
Uncharted.
Uncharted 3, and...
Did you say Elder Scrolls?
Yeah, he's got his
four. Modern Warfare 3. I'll say it right now.
Oh, you're going to go out on a limb there and say Modern Warfare
3? No, I'm just saying that I still think it'll get more hype and press than Gears 3 will get.
It's hard to compete with a first-person shooter these days.
Modern Warfare is so...
Which is stupid.
Ridiculous in how much people love it. Like, not that it's not deserving, but, like...
Come on, give some other
Gears of War 3 is going to get overshadowed.
Let's not do a top 5, because we could go on and on about top 5s. Let's just go around the table. We'll start with Tyler. With all the ones that we mentioned, remember L.A. Noire, Uncharted... Elder Scrolls 5, Arkham City, Portal, Gears 3.
Battlefield 3.
All those games. Which game do you think will be, let's just say, the VGA's Game of the Year?
It was Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I might have to give it to L.A. Noire, because I heard it's supposed to be very, very creative.
L.A. Noire. I've seen a lot of trailers about it. So you're going with L.A. Noire?
I'll stick to my guns and say Elder Scrolls 5.
One thing to mention, though, Elder Scrolls doesn't come out till 11/11/11, and the VGAs usually come out in the beginning of December. Just to think about that.
Yeah, I still think it'll make the cut. Stefan?
Me? What I think it'll be? VGAs?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you say, Tyler? L.A. Noire? You said Elder Scrolls.
You don't necessarily have to pick what they chose. You can still pick those.
But I think it'd be between those two, honestly. Elder Scrolls? Out of those two.
I think it's going to be... You said you're sure Uncharted 3 is coming out this year?
Yep. That's gonna be pretty positive. You can look it up.
I mean, yeah,
we could be forgetting certain games
I had heard about it, but I wasn't positive.
Because we could be forgetting a certain game.
Yeah. Uncharted 3? Yeah, it does come out. I'll give it to Uncharted 3. Uncharted 2 blew people away. If Uncharted 3 could pick up on that. Uncharted 2 won Game of the Year for something.
Probably.
Yeah, so.
And that's why I think Elder Scrolls will do it, because people have been waiting a long time for a sequel to Oblivion, and that was like the biggest game on 360 during its launch time for like a year or two.
Until Halo 3.
All right, so that'll do it for gaming news. Are you guys ready for trivia?
Yes, I love trivia.
Yeah,
I am all about trivia.
Trivia.
At least Matt's here this time, so it won't be as
one-sided.
Bad as last time.
Was that the last time we did trivia? Where
it was like me and Stephanie.
God, they didn't get like any questions.
Oh jeez.
It was all about Mega Man. And, like if Leaper were here, dude.
They pulled it out in the end. Like they got some at the end.
Yeah.
I say next week. By our next week on, we make our official predictions of what we think the top nominated and the game of the year will be.
So the top five nominated.
Sure,
we can do that. Do you want to go even more into it and say
do
like
each category?
Do different categories.
Sure.
We can talk about it after, but yeah, that could.
But I think we should do that beginning of the year. That way, everybody can look at the games that are coming out. So make sure we're not forgetting any things like we did with L.A. Noire for a while.
And then we can compare them at the end of the year.
When does L.A. Noire come out? It comes out soon, doesn't it?
Yeah,
I think so. Like a month or two.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I remember seeing something about that, and I was like, "Holy shit, that really does come out here."
Better not come out in April, because that's just another GTA, but set in the old times.
You want me to look it up? It's set in like what?
40s, I believe.
I think it's pretty close.
Because a GTA set in the 40s would be pretty damn badass, I gotta say.
But it's a little more in depth.
May 17th.
As far as its story.
Right, that's not bad.
That's a good release
date,
man.
Yeah.
Like, it's probably not gonna be so much about the weapons and whatnot as it's gonna be the storyline. Like, it's gonna have, I think, a really intense, just kind of in-depth.
It's supposed to be like that one game that they have for PS3 where, like, you go around and you try and figure out who
they... Oh, it better not be like that, because that game sucked.
It got bad reviews. A lot of people.
Some people liked it, but most people I saw did not. And they were like, it's like the FMVs from the old days. And I was like, but the FMVs from the old days sucked.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But if it is
that's
like
part
that,
of
you know
it.
Rockstar will do it right.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. A lot of people have tried to do the interactive movie thing. And so. Now, let's go into trivia.
Trivia.
Get ready to think hard, because it's time for some video game trivia.
May the best man win.
No, I won it.
All right, so I said this week for trivia I was going to have a little cool twist, and the twist is all the questions on this week's trivia are from previous trivias.
Oh.
That's not hard. I usually remember shit pretty well.
So that's what I was going to say. You guys don't have an excuse now. You've heard these questions before and the answers.
What if I admit that my IQ is below 40?
Well, that give me a bye.
I think we'd be cleaning spit off your chin, but
give me at least a handicap.
And later on, they would tell me that I am mentally retarded.
All right, so we'll start with you, Tyler. How many bullets can the Lancer hold in Gears of War 2? 660, 780, 458, or 330?
660.
Final answer.
Yeah.
Ding.
660. See.
Nice.
All right, Leaper. What nationality is Niko Bellic? American, Ukrainian, Russian, or Serbian?
Serbian.
Ding.
See? You guys are blowing through this already.
Giggity. Giggity.
Stefan, which Sega game gave us All Your Base Are Belong to Us? Altered Beast, Sonic 2, Legendary, or Zero Wing?
Is it Altered Beast, the first one?
Is that your answer?
No, I was asking. Is that what it's from?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You asked if that was the first question, right? Or the first answer?
No, I'm just kidding. I picked that. I think I'm wrong.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, you are wrong. I didn't know if you were asking if that was the...
I was just kidding.
No, I didn't know if you were like, is that the answer, or is that the first one you said? All right, Tyler.
What's the question again?
Which Sega game gave us All Your Base Are Belong to Us? No, I'm not giving you the answers. This happens every time.
I say C.
Leaper?
Is it Zero Wing?
Ding.
It is Zero
Wing. That was my second
guess. Let's see. That was for Leaper. All right, Tyler. What was the name of the second Legend of Zelda game? The Adventure of Link, A Link to the Past, Ocarina of Time, or Skyward Sword?
Ocarina of Time.
Leaper?
Adventure of Link.
Ding. Ocarina of Time, you really thought that was the second Zelda game ever made?
That was like the fourth Zelda game.
Alright, Leaper. Which of these consoles was released by Panasonic in 1993? Intellivision, 3DO, TurboGrafx-16, or CDI?
3DO.
God, fuck you, Lever.
All right, Stefan. In Animal Crossing Wii, what was the subtitle? Wild World, Walking with the Animals, Making Magic, or City Folk?
City Folk.
Ding.
Making Magic.
Yeah.
Magic.
All right, Tyler, how many types of grunts are there in Halo 3? 4, 3, 5, or 7?
My favorite grunt is the,
I'm a big fan of that.
Three.
Leaper?
I really don't know, but 5.
God, you're such a wow. I quit.
Fucker.
All right, Leaper. Ben Schultz became well known for creating which famous video game character? Pac-Man, GLaDOS, Sackboy, or
Leroy Jenkins.
Ding.
Okay, come on.
Stefan, excluding the expansions in World of Warcraft, which of these classes can get a free mount? Warlock and Hunter, Paladin and Warlock, Priest and Mage, or Hunter and Druid?
Can you repeat those?
Warlock and Hunter, Paladin and Warlock, Priest and Mage, Hunter and Druid.
Warlock and Hunter.
Damn it. Hunter and Druid.
What the hell is this gay shit?
Paladin and Warlock.
I got that right, I remember, but the first time.
Whatever.
But apparently not now.
All right, Tyler. In Left 4 Dead 2, when will a witch walk around? At night, during the day, when aggravated, or never? Leaper?
Never.
What was the answers? Or the answers I can choose from?
At night, during the day, when aggravated, or never?
During the day.
During the day. All right, we start with Tyler on that one, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Leaper, who is the final boss in God of War 2? Zeus, Hades, Athena, or Poseidon?
Zeus?
Ding!
He's such a cockbag, dude.
Why are you hating, dog?
In Call of Duty Black Ops, an 11-kill streak, you can get either a gunship or...
Attack dogs.
Son of a bitch. Still never learned. Second time I tried.
Oh, wait, was that the joke one?
Yeah.
The one that I ruined.
That you've now ruined 3 times.
I forgot. I just said it because I knew it.
Even though I've said multiple times, just let me say the answers.
I forgot the joke for that one.
It doesn't matter. Tyler. How many killstreaks in Call of Duty Black Ops have the same name as in Modern Warfare 2? 2, 3, 4, or 5?
2.
Leaper.
And Leaper for
4.
Ding. Leaper's already. Leaper's got 9 points.
Fuck Leaper.
He's stupid.
Stefan has 3 and Tyler has 1.
He's such an asshole, dude.
And now it's Leaper's question.
It's because Leaper has such a great memory.
In Dead Rising, what is the name of the clown in Wonderland Plaza?
There's a beat on his
Jason,
head.
Jason, Adam, Chris, or Andrew?
Adam.
Ding.
Oh my gosh.
I had to think hard. Because I remember that clown.
Leaper,
he is a douchebag.
Leaper now has 10 points.
Why were you
play
this?
Dead Rising 2?
It's the first
it's
one.
It's in Dead Rising.
Oh, I thought you said Dead Rising 2. No. There's a guy in Dead Rising 2 that has a... All right,
Stefan. What video game console has sold the most units ever? Xbox 360, Nintendo 64, Wii, or PlayStation 2?
PlayStation 2.
Ding!
All right. Tyler. In Minesweeper, what color is the number one? Red, blue, green, or yellow?
Blue.
Ding!
Tyler gets his second point. All right! Leaper, how many opponents are there in Punch-Out? 14, 12, 11, or 13?
11.
Ding.
Mother
what
hell?
The fuck? Dude.
And that's like, Sleeper's 11th fucking point. Jesus Christ.
You keep guessing the ones that
yeah,
I'm
I swear
gonna
to God, it's like he's guessing, but...
All right, Stefan. Which of these weapons is not in Manhunt? Nail gun, all wooden up. Spike, screwdriver, or chainsaw?
Screw you, Leaper.
Will
you hear me?
It'd
be
guess I'm going to go with the screwdriver.
Bing!
It is a screwdriver.
Tyler said, screw you. Thanks for letting me know. Subtle.
Cheaters. Cheaters. I call cheating.
Oh, what? You want me to disqualify them, Leaper?
I haven't won.
Do I even have to play anymore? Jesus. Don't I have enough?
You looked at the
win?
Sheet before, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
No, he didn't look at the sheet.
He's got every single answer.
He even told me to take the sheet away because he'd look at it. Because Leaper apparently has no honor.
He told you about 5 minutes too late. After he studied and took pictures on his phone.
He just whipped out his phone, took a bunch of pictures. All right, Tyler. How many super bars can you get in Marvel vs. Capcom 2? 10, 5, 4, or 3?
4.
Leaper? 5.
Yeah, Leaper. Why are we
Dude, we play that game like a billion times. How do you not know that?
All right, Leaper. This is going to be your final question because this is the second to last question.
Huh.
Who hosts the tournament in Twisted Metal 4? Calypso, Augur, Flower Power, or Sweet Tooth?
I wonder who's going to win this.
Calypso?
Oh my god, Leaper got one wrong.
He's got like three wrong.
What? Yes.
Yeah, he's got a couple wrong.
Calypso, Augur, Sweet Tooth, and who?
Flower Power.
Not that one.
I'm going to go with Augur. Son of a bitch.
Tyler.
Flower Power.
It's fucking Sweet Tooth.
Leaper just said it's not that one. It was Sweet Tooth.
That's like
I just stopped painting.
Thought this was like a trick question. Didn't he hold all of them?
No, Calypso held all of them.
Yeah, that's.
I think I said the same exact thing when we originally had this.
In 4 was the only one Calypso didn't host.
Yeah,
I thought Sweet Tooth held them.
Sweet
all,
Tooth,
held them all.
And I even watched that that cutscene like 2 weeks ago or something like that. And Calypso comes in, he's like, "Sweet Tooth, I want my competition back." He's like, "Can't do that." And he's like, "No, I know the rules of this competition. You have to give me whatever I want." And I forget what happens, but
whatever
they like fight each other. All right, Stefan. Final question. Which boss? This question will be worth 10 points.
Oh, my God.
All right, I'm on.
No, I'm kidding. I'm not going to do that to Leaper. Which boss's weapon is strong against Crashman? Flashman, Metalman, Airman, or Woodman?
Flashman. I don't remember the question.
Airman?
Bing!
Airman.
It is Airman. So the final score is Leaper with 12 points, Stefan with 5 points, and Tyler with 3 points.
I told you, 40 IQ.
There you go, Leaper.
Yeah.
You have won.
Trivia.
That was fun.
I'm excited for the hard one. Giggity.
The one Tyler did for us?
Yeah.
Yeah. The final score is Leaper with 1, Stefan with 2, and Tyler with 0. Congratulations, guys.
Yeah, right up, but like, so I'm not getting like -3.
Tyler, you got the pound symbol. I don't know how you did it, but that's all you got.
This should be an award in itself.
All right, so that will do it for trivia. Next week in this middle segment thing we do here, we're gonna do those top 5 games of the year or something like that. And then the week after will be Console Wars. Maybe I should give you guys your Console Wars stuff this week, so you have 2 weeks to prepare.
Oh.
So I got 2 weeks to forget about it.
Well, that's your own damn fault. It
only takes like
5 minutes.
If I could give you the thing like 2 days before, that's like plenty of time. But
I like it.
Playing a sweet tune on the piano here.
Yeah.
All right, you guys ready for the news desk?
No, I want more trivia.
Okay.
Let
me go on my folder and I have his list actually ready, but. I'm not going to go into that.
That's what she said.
We'll save that. All right, so time for the Power Up News Desk.
Time to take a break from gaming news. It's time for the Power Up News Report.
It is Anchor Man! Not a lady, and that is a scientific fact.
All right, first up at the news desk, Oregon man awakes to find his dog has eaten his toes.
Didn't that happen to like a baby once with a Rottweiler?
oh man, I don't know, but this 61-year-old man who has diabetes and has no feeling in his feet was asleep, took a nap, and woke up to find his toes missing and his dog in the corner of the room gnawing on him.
Oh, what's wrong with that dog?
Bad Rover.
Apparently, they say, investigators think the dog didn't do this trying to be mean. He was trying to get rid of the owner's dead tissue.
Oh.
Yeah, didn't a dog, like, save a guy once?
He ate off the
toes that were, like, bad for him.
They gangrene or something.
They think that part of his foot might have had gangrene. Oh. And so the dog was just getting rid of it.
Huh. He's just trying to help a guy out. Hey, you don't need toes anyway.
Was that the case in this scenario too?
That's what they think the case is. That's what investigators think it may have been.
Well,
the guy's like, "Fuck! I still want my toes. This is bullshit."
he would probably do something like that. I could think of a lot of people that'd be like, "Doesn't mean you could just take them off, sir. You're gonna die." What? You didn't even ask me.
The dog is like, "Can I eat your toes?"
the dog really just did it to be an asshole. He's like, "No.
I don't know, it was weird. I went to sleep that night and the dog was just staring at my feet, licking his chops."
Turns out the dog just got lucky. He did it out of malicious intent. But it turns out he did a good thing.
He's like, "Oh, alright.
Yeah, I did do that.
Yeah, that's what I meant to do."
Alright, next story. Hungry woman unleashes a Thin Mint beatdown.
Giggity.
did anyone get their Girl Scout cookies this week?
No, but everyone at work.
My
did.
Dad did.
Yeah, everyone at work.
I got some. They're great. But apparently, Hersha C. Howard planned a late night snack of Thin Mints. Her roommate apparently gave them to her kids, and she then chased her roommate around with scissors.
That's dangerous. The roommate
got out of the apartment, and then she chased around with a board, hitting her with the board.
Damn.
Don't fuck with Thin Mints, all right?
And she has been charged with aggravated assault.
Well, she should be. That's stupid.
Because of Thin Mints.
Yeah. Is she like 100 pounds, like 1,000 pounds overweight?
The story does not say.
Jesus. Like how you switch your 100 pounds. Like, yeah, 100 pounds. I mean, that's not that bad.
The story does not mention if she's overweight or not. Maybe we can find a mugshot somewhere.
She is.
Yeah, that should just starve me. The Thin Mints is all she has.
Speaking of overweight, 40,000 pounds of spilled mayo shut down I-44 on Saturday.
Spilled mayo?
Yep, mayo.
Yeah, I just learned what mayo's made out of the other day.
Just learned what mayo's made out of?
Yeah.
Everything bad for you.
No, it's really, but it's egg whites. I didn't know that.
It's not just egg whites.
Well, yeah, but it's egg whites and like oil and a bunch of other crap.
It's disgusting, whatever it is. I hate mayonnaise.
Yeah, I hate mayonnaise, too.
Not a fan.
Really, I figured you like anything thick and white.
No. And I don't like sour cream either, which is also thick and white.
Yeah, me neither.
Ooh.
These are salty, thick and white.
Nah.
I can handle cream cheese on a cinnamon roll, though.
Yeah, I'm okay with cream cheese. Like in cheesecake
or
something.
Not on bagels, though, but like cream cheese on a cinnamon roll.
Oh, I hate cheesecake so much.
Oh, or my mom makes green chili chicken enchiladas and it has cream cheese in it. That's okay. I like those a lot.
Yeah, I ate your mom's enchilada one time.
I bet you did.
Spicy.
Had heartburn for a week.
No, it's green chili, not red chili. It's not spicy.
All right, so we're going to venture into Arizona for these next few stories, okay?
Hey, I've been there.
You've been? I've been there.
Several times.
An interesting question. Would you rather eat a red vagina or a green vagina? If you had to choose.
If I had to choose, probably a green one, because a red one means that it's been bloody.
I want to know why I'm having to choose here. Is there like a gun to my head?
Well, if it's like bananas, green means hold on, and red means where the fuck did you get that banana?
So I'm going with green.
All right, so Arizona teacher was fired over a bumper sticker.
Damn.
Good.
The bumper sticker said, "Have you drugged your kids today?"
Nice.
She has a total of 61 bumper stickers on her car.
Crazy lady.
Apparently, this one was in. It's not like, "Oh, you should drug your kids." It's a joke because some people over medicate their kids.
Yeah.
But still.
Some kids should be medicated.
Some kids should.
Gotta keep them medicated.
What she's saying is that there's a lot of kids out there that are, you know, just spaz for 3 years when they're a child and load them up on Ritalin until they're 25.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she had to either remove the bumper sticker or park away from campus. She wouldn't do either and got fired. She should just get fired for having 61 bumper stickers. God damn it. I hate bumper stickers so much because they never say anything like decent. It's always like way on one side of an issue or way on the other, and they're so condescending and passive aggressive. Next story in Arizona. In a Phoenix home, the third vehicle in the past 2 years has crashed in their pool. In 2 years, they've had three vehicles crash into this house and the pool.
I'm waiting for you to read one of these stories of my mom being it.
And liquor store robbery.
No, it wouldn't be that. It'd be a pharmacy. It'd be a pharmacy that she robbed.
Fake checks were found.
Yeah, or that.
All right, have you guys heard of the Mazda recalls?
Yeah, because of a spider web.
Yep, Mazda has recalled 66,000 Mazda 6s from, I think it was February 8th of 2008 to April 8th, 2010, because of yellow sack spiders. Apparently the spiders are getting into above the gas tank and weaving webs.
And they get into the tank valve and it just fucks everything up.
They're just hanging out in there.
And so, I was like, the spider's like, fuck Mazda now.
I don't watch out for those yellow sacks.
And so if you have a Mazda 6, you can bring it in. They're going to install a spring for free. In a good spin, Mazda spokesman Jeremy Barnes was asked, you know, why the spiders were attracted to the Mazda 6, and he said, perhaps they enjoy cars that are fun to drive.
That's lame.
And the final story in news, there is a therapist now that has used a new technique in therapy, and it is stripping naked.
I like it.
She's a 24-year-old psychologist.
I really like it.
Psychology buffs that believe the answer is getting naked. She says, as she gets naked while asking, you know, it's usually men the questions, she's revealing that she has nothing to hide, and therefore the men will be more open with her.
Boner.
As long as she's more open with me.
Hey, yeah.
No problem.
Oh, wait, I forgot that. Say that line again.
As long as she's more open with me. No problem.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I cut off the joke there?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm the one that's cut off the joke.
Yeah, what a douchebag.
I think maybe she's just an exhibitionist that became a psychologist.
Or a nudist.
She's pretty good looking, but in this YouTube video where she talks about what she does, she's kind of got a face that's just like...
Let's think about this for a sec, though. Women that will listen to your problems while you pay them and they get naked, they call a stripper.
Yeah, a stripper doesn't want to hear your shit.
No, if you pay them enough, they'll sit there and listen. Like,
yeah, but they don't want to hear your shit.
Pay them enough and they'll eat your shit.
Yeah.
Did we say strippers? Those are more like hookers.
Yeah, more like a prostitute.
Yeah.
Strippers
don't think would do that. They
oldest profession in the world.
Yeah. Leaper just like said that like, oh man, I'm telling these guys something they might not know. We're just like, yeah.
Everyone knows that.
Yeah,
so. I was just stating the fact.
See, now it's a Serbian Jew double bluff. He's covering up what he did. He's been taking lessons from Bungie.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I did not have sex with Monica Lewinsky.
But I did.
All right, so that'll bring the podcast to a close this week. Remember, I'm going to be posting all these links on our Facebook page, so you can go check out all the links we talked about. Also, if you're a fan of the podcast, join the Facebook page. Okay, Tyler will suck your dick. That's all you need. I guess. I mean, some people are probably guys. Actually, I would say like 95% of the people are probably guys.
If it's dick sucking, I'm pretty sure
girls like, I could go for my dick.
No. I'm talking about if they're guys and you are also a guy.
I gotcha.
I'm sure like 95% of our like listening audience is probably guys. I'm sure maybe 20% of those.
We have a good gay community.
Don't want their dick sucked by a guy.
Good gay community.
You can dress up. Awesome. Also, if you are on our Facebook page, just let one person know. Let one person know about the podcast and the Facebook page.
They're not going to do it. They're cowards. Wait.
Stefan is calling you out.
Wow.
He's calling out the Collective Power Up Podcast audience.
They never listen to us. They're douchebags.
They listen to us.
Fuck our fans.
What is wrong with you?
Especially Tyler Swanson.
Okay. He didn't mean that. He's highly medicated today, so.
We're sorry, folks.
Stefan didn't mean it.
He didn't. He's just playing his Pokemon, which he now has leveled up.
Next week will be his apology letter.
Yeah. Ended a battle.
We'll bring a podium in here for Stefan to stand by and talk about. I'm sorry for what I said.
Have a bunch of microphones in my face.
Giggity.
All right, so that will bring the podcast to a close. Like I said, facebook.com, search Power Up Podcast. We're also on Twitter. We don't tweet that much, but I'll try to if you follow us. Twitter.com/PowerUpPodcast and email us at PowerUpPodcast@gmail.com. So, for Tyler, Leaper, and Stefan, this is Matt signing out.